We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is the number 2 overall pick from the 2018 Major League Baseball draft. San Francisco Giants catcher, ladies and gentlemen, Joey Bart joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joey, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show. How's Scottsdale treating you?
Good morning. Scottsdale's treating me well, except this morning I think it's rainy and cold out here, but everything's been going well so far.
Good to hear. One of the first things we wanted to jump into with you was last week, one of the first days you are in Scottsdale, you have the opportunity to catch Madison Bumgarner. I mean, I'm sure at some point you figured that was going to happen, but to happen that fast, can you take us through that process, what it was like when he came up to you and gave you the shoulder tap?
I think we were just walking into the bullpen, and I was like putting my head down, going into my bag to get my gear on, and then I just heard a voice from like over towards the mound, and it was him, and he was like, "Hey, Joey, let's go on number one." So, I was just kind of thought to myself, like, "Here we are, let's go." So, kind of hopped in there and got back there and had a lot of fun.
How challenging is it for you to try to balance out such great things as, you know, maybe being the catcher for Madison Bumgarner in the big leagues with also trying to go through and do what you need to do to advance through the minors? Is it hard sometimes to keep that focus and to try to improve every day?
No, not really. I know where I'm at. You know, I know, like, my role here in camp and with everything coming up. I just kind of stay where my feet are, I'd say. I'm not really looking into the future like that. I've just got into pro ball, so you know I got a ladder to climb here, but you know, in due time, whenever, if I could ever get up there and help him out and catch, that'd be awesome.
Joey, you know what, I was blessed enough to play some 16-17 years in a National Football League, and you work like heck to get there, and it's even harder to stay there. What is your thought process, even though you're saying you know your role, in the back of your mind, do you believe that you belong? What are you going to do to say, is it anything in the back of your mind? Say, I can change the outcome. I'm going to stay here. Is that something in the back of your mind that you don't even think that far ahead?
No, I mean, I'd say I'm extremely confident in myself. And
sure.
I think coming to camp has been great. You know, I can see him. A year ago, I was in college. And, you know, you look at pro ball and these and big leaguers, and you think that these guys are so much better than you and so far away, but a lot of them are, some of them are, it's just fun getting out here and kind of seeing how you match up. So
Right. That's
what's been the best about coming to camp. And, you know, for the first week, seeing all the guys and kind of like the competition, what everyone looks like at different levels, what the big leaguers look like. So, I definitely, I take it day to day, like I said, but looking down the future, yeah, I mean, I hope to be a big impact on this team, and whenever that's time, that'll all work out.
Giants catcher Joey Bart with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. As you're assessing your own game defensively, offensively, where would you like to improve the most?
I'd like to say probably a little bit defensively. You can always get better behind the plate and in all aspects of my game, but defensively, I think it's the most important thing as a catcher is, the defensive side of things. Hitting's great and everything, but, if I could get as sharp as I can back there behind the plate, that's ultimately, it's going to make me play longer. So that's kind of what my focus is.
Working with Buster Posey in training camp and spring training obviously helps in that facet. Is it really handling pitchers mentally and that side of it, or is it learning to physically handle the pitches at a different level?
I think it's a little bit of both. As I move on, through camp, I'll get to know the guys a little bit better. But right now, it's more just kind of seeing people. We're trying to get everyone rotated in to catch everyone. So that's been great. They've been doing a good job of that. And I'm kind of getting to see a lot of people. I've almost seen everyone, I think, at this point. But just getting that familiarity with those people, that's kind of what's really important to me right now. And then the mental side will come later once you get to know the people better. But I think at first you got to worry about keeping the ball in front of you and seeing how with a ton of spin and movement each guy has on the ball.
Joey, they say you build from the middle on out, you know, catcher, pitcher, center fielder, you know, it goes all the way out, just kind of build. That's a mark of a good team, and you're in one of those pivotal positions. How do you know, what are some of the things you know that's going to keep you sharp and keep you at that level? Are you grabbing different guys that have been in the majors for a while? Are you sitting with those guys in extra meetings? Are you pulling from each individual? And who's been most that you said, wow, I can depend on that guy. I like the way that he is. He's showing me how to be a pro.
Yeah, I think pulling everything from everyone's going to be the best. Obviously, Buster's the best, probably the best in the game. So that's a good starting point to learn from him and watch him. It's not necessarily, I think it's more visual for me to kind of just watch him work back there behind the plate. But there's been other guys that have been great. Rene Rivera, he's been awesome. I think he just signed on with us like a week ago, but I think he's been the most like approachable for me to go talk to and kind of talk over things. I think you said this is his 18th spring training. So this guy's seen, you know, everyone from a 16, 17 year old, Cameron Rupp as well, Stephen Vogt. I mean, all these guys are great. Hamlin Marte, who's a younger guy. Me and him are, you know, like the minor leaguers on the side, but he's really good as well, coming up through the Dodgers system, and I get to watch all these guys work. And I don't think I could have been put in a better situation for this spring to with a bunch of veterans and, you know, guys that really know what they're doing.
Giants catcher Joey Bart with us here on 95.7 The Game. What's it been like speaking with and learning from Bruce Bochy, a former catcher himself with so much wisdom to share and so many successes on his resume? What have those interactions been like?
They've been awesome. Bochy, he's an awesome guy. He comes in and kind of stands in and watches pitchers and picks your brain about what they got. And also he's always in there at lunch, hanging out, talking to people. So I think that goes a long way for the guys, you know, having a manager that hangs around the guys and likes to get to know everyone. So working, you know, we haven't talked too much about baseball, but it's more about personal stuff and just like day-to-day things going on in spring training and what I can expect next.
What do you expect from this spring training season when you get to play on the big diamond in front of some really big crowds out there in Arizona? Do you set personal goals for these sessions, or do you just try to go out there and just do what you can at-bat to at-bat and inning to inning?
That's exactly how I take it. Like I said, I just take it day-to-day. When I get out there, you know, it's a game of baseball. It's in the white lines. These guys will be better, but, you know, I'm going to go out there and compete as hard as I can and try to produce for these guys as well. So that's kind of my job, you know. That's why they drafted me, I feel like, is to come out here and make an impact. So whatever I can do, you know, at whatever time, that's what I'm here for. And, you know, like I said, I'm extremely blessed to be in this position. So everything's working out great.
Joey, the advice I'd give you, man, is love everyone, trust few, but always paddle your own canoe.
It's great advice there.
You're welcome, man. I just want to tell you, man, because it's hard, you know, and I think you understand that. But man, as long as you stay focused and what you got to do, don't be swayed, look left or right. Understand you belong there, man. So I appreciate the time. And one more question before I let you go. How is the family and people around you? How excited are they about you at the next level here?
They're extremely excited. My mom and dad and brothers and friends and everyone have been keeping up with everything. It's been a blessing, you know, getting some feedback from back home and talking to some of the guys back at school. They've been keeping up with kind of everything that's going on here as well. So they're all extremely excited, and they're going to be out here in a few weeks, a lot of my friends and family. So I'll be looking forward to that, but everything's going great. And like I said, I'm blessed to be here.
How much talk has there been around the clubhouse about the free agency of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? I mean, it's the number one topic in baseball. It's been the number one topic for months. Is that something that comes up as you guys are working out, as you guys are hanging out in the clubhouse?
I think I might be the only people to bring it up. I'm pretty excited about it, you know, just from following it. But no one's really talking about it, to be honest with you. I know that I'd like to think that we're a contender for one of those guys, but there's no rumblings going on here in the clubhouse, obviously, you know, but we just have pitchers and catchers here. So maybe some volume would get turned up, but I don't know who you know, I'm not John Heyman or Rosenthal or whatever to give you the spill on all that, but I think I can sense that one of those two guys will probably be signing here pretty soon if I had to put my two cents in.
Good stuff. He is the number two overall pick from the 2018 Major League Baseball draft. San Francisco Giants catcher Joey Bart with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joey, we know it's early, but thank you so much for jumping on the show with us today. Best of luck to you through the rest of spring training. We'll be keeping an eye on you, man. We can't wait to see you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.